communicators, Stephen Ward and Dr. Marshall. This tape is personal.
I'm fully aware where I am.
I get up.
I'm fully aware where I am. 140 Westbourne Terrace, West 2. The name is Mrs. Rose Crete. Living on the first floor, or rather the ground floor.
Ground floor. Yes, sir.
To whom I'm very much indebted.
Very much what?
Indebted.
Indebted.
So you say.
Very much indebted. Why?
Been such a tremendous help to me already.
I can't hear it tonight.
I think I should call this house eventually the House of Lost Souls.
Is that a...
And I should make myself the president.
Oh, is that Dr. Ward?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness me, how nice of you to come.
May well be you don't recognize my voice. I really don't know, because, frankly, I'm not... Well, in fact, it's practically impossible for me to know exactly the sound.
Oh,
all I know is that I'm speaking.
Yes.
I.
Yes?
Much more settled.
Oh, of course.
Much more aware, much more conscious of everything.
You are?
Oh, yes, I'm much, much better.
Yes,
great. As a matter of fact, when I first was brought here, I didn't know quite what I did think, but I was very sort of curious, I suppose, myself, at the same time, I was irritated.
Yeah, I know.
I suppose really it's difficult to explain, but I didn't really believe in survival in a sense, not as you understand it, or as I understand it now. I thought it was possible, but I had no proof or evidence of it. I had one or two people who used to discuss it with me, but I had no time or interest in it.
No.
Now, of course, I do realize, I do understand.
Yes.
And I must say, it's been tremendous help coming here. I'm only to speak for a very few minutes.
Oh, hi.
I've heard a most ridiculous story about, again, make a musical or some sort of play or something about me.
Yes. It's going to be called Thank You for Everything.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be rather satirical, if nothing else.
And you are supposed to be the hero.
Goodness me.
Well, I hope it will be a very good one, and
wonder if it will get past the censor.
I don't know. I think you make too much of all that yourself. I don't think you were half as...
I wasn't anywhere near as bad, if that's the word you were looking for and didn't like to mention, as people thought.
I'm sure you were.
I personally, looking back,
yes.
And I'm not sort of trying to whitewash myself, I don't really think that I was... in any way bad in the sense of the meaning of the word.
Yeah.
I was, as the world sees it, perhaps immoral.
But then, everybody is more or less. I don't think there's...
Well, I know plenty of people walking about now who are far more immoral than I had ever thought of being. I mean, in fact, certain things would have appalled me, but they seem to get away scot-free. I don't mind. Good luck to them. But
yeah.
I must say, certain people that today are very much looked up to and respected, and their personal life wouldn't bear investigation.
Yeah, oh yes, I expect so.
But I'm not quibbling about that, but I mean, after all.
Well, what I'm concerned...
Providing one doesn't do anyone else any harm, I don't see what it's got to do with anyone else.
That's a good boy. Can I call you a boy? You
well, I suppose young. You could in comparison.
Yes.
Sorry, I was going to say in comparison to yourself.
Yes.
Age is nothing. I come to that conclusion anyway.
Yes.
But you know, I was a damn silly fool to commit suicide. I realize that. I think the one thing that I have any real regrets about is the fact that I was so foolish as to do what I did.
Yes, but never mind. You will get over that.
But I really, the whole thing was that I knew everything was weighted pretty so heavy against me, I wouldn't have an earth there. And, well, I just couldn't face prison. That's what it amounted to.
They tried their little best to pull you around, you know.
I know they did.
Mm-hmm.
I was half conscious.
You were not conscious, were you?
Half conscious. I mean, I was sort of conscious of the fact that something was going on around me.
Yes.
But I didn't quite know what. Anyway, it's as well, I suppose, I came after all. But
now you're getting well adjusted to your life, are you?
Some silly fool seemed to think that I was trying to. I did it to create sympathy for myself. So stupid.
Oh.
You know, people always find an ulterior motive behind everything. They want to.
Yes, that is quite true.
But it does amaze me that you should be so interested in me.
Well, I don't know. I suppose it's something in my nature or what it is. I don't know how to put it into words. That's my trouble.
According to what some of your friends have told me, you are always a champion of lost causes and lost souls.
Well, I wouldn't call you that. I couldn't call you a lost soul. You're far from it now.
Well, I'm far from being lost, but I was well on the way.
No, well,
I was well on the way of being lost inasmuch that I was bewildered and I needed help when I came here. And certainly I received a tremendous amount of help, but I could have so easily, in a sense, been a lost soul. I was very much clinging to the earth. Not so much now, thank goodness, but I'm still curious, I'm still interested in waiting to see what the next move is.
Yes.
I'm very curious about this so-called report.
Yes, well, I can't hear anything.
I should probably hear all about it. I believe it's been, I suppose it has been fairly done. I don't know.
They don't have a second, the House of Lords, I believe, are going to have another sitting.
That should be fine.
And the Denning report is going to be looked into by them.
Is it?
Yes.
Goodness me.
That's all it is. But
they
why should
probably,
that
be? They probably add a hell of a lot to it. Actually, I should think they would view it with a tongue in their cheek.
What's that?
Probably read it with that tongue in the cheek.
Yes. I'm longing for it all to come out, but I suppose a great deal will be suppressed. I'm sure of it. Anyhow, we'll see.
Have you always been a spiritualist?
What's that?
Have you always been a spiritualist?
No.
Hell.
I didn't ever believe in anything at all at one time.
I've met your brother.
Yes. You have?
Yes. He's quite a character.
Is he?
Very nice. Very charming.
You like him?
Very amusing.
I'm glad you met my mother.
Yes. No, I haven't met your mother.
Oh, you will. If you met my brother, you'll meet her. Dr. Marshall speaks very nicely about you.
Marshall's been very good to me, but...
And he says that you...
He's really one of the old school, isn't he?
Yes. He's been a great help to me, you know, Stephen. Very great.
Oh, I'm sure he has. Charming man. Pity you're so confined to the house.
Yes, I know, isn't it?
Great love of music. I'm sure you must miss going out to concerts and things.
That's one thing I do miss very, very much.
The radio is a great blessing, don't you think?
The radio?
Yes. Yeah,
I don't like the radio concerts on television or radio. They're never the same. Must be on the concert platform. Don't you think so?
Yes, I suppose you're right.
Did you go to many concerts?
Not a great number, quite frankly, there. Not as many as perhaps I'd have liked to have gone to, but I went to some, good.
I saw a picture of you in one of the papers, the gramophone, and it was in a French paper called Paris Match. I wrote very nicely about you in that.
Oh, the French would, of course. Probably they're very sorry I wasn't French.
Yes.
I'm very fond of music, and I'm very keen on records.
Yes, I know.
But you know, the modern records and modern radiograms are far superior to the old.
Are they?
Oh, yes.
What do you mean by the modern ones? The ones that are just lately out?
Oh, yes, stereo and all that.
Oh, yes.
It's almost like sitting there in the hall without the discomfort and people around irritating. In fact, in some ways, it's downside better than the real thing.
Yes. Yes, of course, that is something. What sort of concerts would you go to? Symphonies?
Oh, I suppose really I would call myself a Middlebrow.
A what?
I like good music.
Yes.
But I didn't profess to know a great deal about good music. I was never a person who went into a great deal of study. I mean, I didn't profess even to be a musician. I mean, I could tinkle, but I liked good music, some good music, not all.
Yes.
I didn't like good music necessarily because people thought you should. I liked the kind of music that I liked.
Yes. You're
very definite about it. I liked Mozart and Chopin.
You do?
I couldn't stand Wagner very much.
Oh, Wagner!
One or two things, yes.
For goodness sake, don't talk to me about Wagner. I can't stick it.
Do you like Bach?
Mm.
Not much, I suppose. But you weren't keen on the organ.
I'm not very keen on Bach.
I like Tchaikovsky very much.
Tchaikovsky?
And I like opera very much.
Opera, yes.
You're quite an interesting character yourself, you know. Do you realize that?
In what way do you find me interesting?
Well, you're not like so many people, I mean, so many women, for instance.
No, thank God I'm not.
Oh, you know women too.
Hmm?
You must know your own sex pretty well.
I do. I've come to an age where I've lived long enough to know I prefer men any day. Actually, we mustn't talk about all this. Once I get going.
Why
about
not? It's rather interesting subject.
Get going about women.
I think human beings are most interesting. I never cease to wonder. You know,
yes.
I look back on my life and I realize that there were so many things which interested me and appealed to me. And
what were the things now? Do
quite apart from the physical aspect of things, you
yes.
know, I realize now, I didn't know then, and in a sense I'm only just beginning to get a glimmer of it. But I realized, in a sense, I was myself very psychic. I was very sensitive, extremely so. Actually, a lot of people didn't realize that, but I was much, much more sensitive than the average person probably thought I was. I used to put on a facade because,
yes.
well, one had to.
Yes.
But deep down inside, I was extremely sensitive. And it didn't take very much to hurt me, although I would never, or very seldom, show it.
Hmm.
People were always interested in it. I can never stand the bluff-hearty type.
Oh, no.
I like musicians and artists and creative people, theatre people. I like people who would achieve something or were in the process of doing something that
yes.
was worthwhile. I hadn't much time for the butterfly type, although a lot of people seem to think that I was that type, which, frankly, I wasn't. I did go around and about, of course I did, and I knew a lot of people, of course, in the professions, but
yes.
A lot of people seem to have the wrong idea. In fact, you know, I didn't wish to whitewash myself, but and it is true to say without being, well,
yes. Yes, you
know, I was really in some ways very much misunderstood, you know.
Yes, I thought so.
But what upset me and annoyed me more than anything is
yes.
some of the ridiculous stories that got about. Things that were suggested, things that were said that I was supposed to either be party to or acquiesce to, or things that I was supposed to have done myself. And I can quite honestly say that a good 75% of those stories were completely and absolutely unfounded, untrue. As a matter of fact, and this is not trying to whitewash myself, I was definitely made a scapegoat. I don't say that I didn't make mistakes. I don't say that I didn't do things which, in a sense, as the world understands it, or the law, I understand I wasn't against the law, but I didn't do any of the things the really terrible things, or at least the people seem to think I did.
But why don't they say things like
that? Always, I think in some instances it was definitely a put-up job.
Put-up?
Yes, I'm sure of it.
But why?
I began to realize that more and more.
Yes.
They had to have someone.
Yes.
And since I was the one in whose flat certain people had met and been introduced, and because I was the sort of person who I couldn't have cared less if two people wanted to go to bed together and they were highly respectable people. I mean, I'm not saying the girls were particularly respectable,
no.
They're no worse than a good many others, and they conducted themselves all right socially and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
I mean, it was nothing to do with me in a sense. I condoned it, it's up to them, it's true, but the point is that I didn't see any wrong in it.
No.
I didn't do any different to what thousands of other people do. I mean, thousands of people, thousands of my friends and other people's friends let people use their flat for the weekend and things like that, and if they've been going away, and they've known full well that probably their friend has had a girl there or something. But it's not so dreadful as all that. But it just happened that the people involved were certain famous, well-known people.
That's the problem.
And instead of them taking the can, I took it.
I wonder what is going to happen to...
Well, I think it'll all fizzle out, of course. You mean Keela, Christine? Were you thinking of her?
No, I was thinking of her.
I see they pulled her in again.
Who?
Christine.
Oh, yes. I don't know what she's going to be. I don't know when it's going to happen. They're going to call her up. She's a rescue.
Silly girl.
Oh, she's a naughty girl.
Yes, she's naughty in more ways than one, believe me.
Oh.
But I didn't wish to sound unkind, but she's thriving on publicity, isn't
she? I know, she and the other girl, Mandy.
Oh, yes.
I don't know which is worse, Mandy.
But my goodness me, the people who ought to be getting the publicity are getting it. That's the funny part about it.
But it might, yes, you don't know.
I mean, I don't get tuppence. I mean, I don't want anyone to suffer. I don't want anyone to sort of take the blame. I don't want anyone to be hurt.
The
whole thing should have been squashed in the beginning. It's so stupid.
I leave all that alone now, Stephen, you know. Now you've gone across over there.
Prolonging all this is so stupid.
Yes.
In fact, the whole thing could have been squashed from the very beginning without anyone being hurt at all.
Well, they get their deserts that they have to get, you know, the law of cause and effect.
Oh yes, I'm beginning to realize more and more about law than that.
Yes.
Cause and effect, believe me. I'm getting the effect all right.
Oh boy. Never mind. Now you're happy, my goodness me. You're a lucky man. I'd give anything to be on your side, but they won't let me come over yet.
You're too good, my dear.
Oh, too good. They say the good die young, but look at my age, huh?
I don't think age has got anything to do with dying. Not all people die at all ages.
Yes.
Good, bad, and indifferent. I wouldn't come back now. I mean, I don't mind coming back, having a chat, but
yes.
I'm interested to some extent in things on earth still. I suppose that's expected, but
yes,
I'm not really deeply concerned. I'm concerned in as much as I'd like now. I'd like to feel that I could be of some real service. I'm hoping that I may learn and perhaps be able to come back and do some good, help in some way.
Yes.
I'd like to be able to be of some service.
Oh, that is lovely. Now, that's very nice of you, Stephen. It just shows you what a nice boy you are. I've always thought...
I imagine your friends must think you're a little peculiar, taking such an interest in me. That is, if you talk to them about it.
Oh, I don't say a word. I'm just waiting for them to talk to me. I've got your photograph. Out here.
Well, if you use this as a cloakroom or something, and people put their hats and
coats,
they must see my photographs and wonder what the devil it's all about.
I let them know.
I believe you would, too.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's nice to know that, in a sense. I'm very grateful. I think it's very nice of you, but I wouldn't like you to be hurt through me.
You don't like to be what?
I wouldn't like you to be hurt through me.
Oh, no, I won't be. Oh, I'm immune to all that now.
But surely some of your friends would be scandalized if they knew that you were getting into touch, that is, if they believe in a storm, getting into touch with me.
Yes, I know.
I suppose they really think I'm sort of, I don't know quite what they must think I am.
I'm just waiting.
Judging by what they've read in the papers and the exaggerations in their own minds, they must think I'm sort of...
Oh, but there are a few of my friends who have taken your side.
That's very kind of
them. Oh, there are, yes.
Of course, I do think that's true. I mean, I'm not being bumptious about this, but I think a lot of people, intelligent people, if they read behind the lines and between the lines and got behind the scenes, as it were, I mean, they could see pretty well that it was pretty obvious that it was all being plastered on from there.
Yes, that's true. Well, anyhow, doctor says, oh, he likes you very, very much, you know, Stephen.
Well, I like him.
He says you are going to keep on improving a great deal. And he said, as he comes to talk to you, you'll find him very, very interesting.
Well, he probably seems to spend your room for improvement.
Oh, well, there is plenty of room for each one of us for improvement, cool. Even those on the outside.
No, but I feel quite a baby in comparison to some of these people. I mean, mind you, none of them are what I would call the holy, holy types. No one's ever preached to me yet, thank God. I mean, I don't like people who preach and who talk down to you. I mean, none of the people over here, that's one thing I think is so remarkable. No one on this side that I've met, and I've met a lot of people, that ever sort of preached to me or talked down to me or even made me feel that I'm a serious sinner.
No,
you know, I mean, it's quite extraordinary. It's so different from what one would have expected. I mean,
well, tell me, Stephen, I'm very interested.
Well, everyone treats me here as if I'm quite an ordinary sort of human being. I mean, they treat me as with regard and respect. I mean, nobody sort of, not once has anyone yet said I've done anything wrong. The funny thing is, the people on your side are the people who are always telling me I've done wrong. I'm in my own conscience, and within my own self, I knew that I did certain things that, like all human beings, I regretted. And of course, I did foolish things. But the point is that I don't think I did anything what I could consider, and certainly no one on this side has made me think differently, that I did anything that was very dreadfully, dreadfully wrong.
As Marshall said, but, you were all sinned against.
But plenty of people on your side assume that I was an absolute out-and-out rotter, a sinner of the first water.
Well, you see, they trust all they read in the newspapers, that's true.
Well, it isn't only that. I mean, even people who profess to have delved into my affairs, and goodness knows what, come up with some real corkers, you know. Quite frankly, some of the things that came up struck me as rather stupid, but they accepted the gospel. You know, it's very nice to feel that I can come and talk to you. I do appreciate it.
Well, as I appreciate you coming to talk to me, I look forward to you coming very much. And I think it'll be good for both of us. It'll be interesting for me to listen.
It'll be very good for me. I don't know that I can be very informative, because quite frankly, I've been here so short a time that my experience is very limited, naturally.
Yes, but then those are the little experiences that I would like to hear, because when I come, most probably I'll go through the same things as you are going through, so I want to hear all about it. In that way, you would help me.
Well, I should imagine that your experiences when coming over here are rather different to mine, because after all, you've had a long knowledge of this, and you've been in communication with your own people and all sorts of people on this side have obviously helped you a great deal. And I am, in a sense, rather a little kettle of fish, you know.
Oh, I don't know. You think of yourself like that.
Well, from what I can gather, from what I've been told, what I've learned about you, is that, well, your conditions will be certainly much more advanced than mine.
Well, my dear man, do you
know... Well, no, I'm not quibbling or complaining.
Do you know how many times
I am as I am now?
Listen to what I tell you now. I've been incarnated so many times.
Oh, you don't believe in all that business of reincarnation.
That my brother, whom you've met, said...
Do you believe all that business of reincarnation? Do you really think that's true? Do you think I'll probably ever come back again?
Well, I don't think
that's... Ghastly thought.
Come back if you don't want to come back.
Well, I certainly don't want to come back. Oh,
that's a very good sign.
I should hate to think that the incarnations and reincarnations, whatever you call it, is true. Do you really think it's true?
Well, evidently it is.
I can't imagine it, you know. No. I think one life's enough for anyone. Did you mean to say that?
You're not forced to come back, you know.
Oh, aren't you? Well, that's...
Oh, no, no. There's no forcing. But if you have a strong desire to come back, I suppose you can. Of course, I haven't got any knowledge of it yet. But
the other day when I came here,
yes,
and you hadn't got a sitting on or anything like that.
Yes.
But I came, I thought perhaps there might be something going on like this. And I came and I saw several people here. One I found out was your husband.
Yes.
And the other was a man who was a priest.
A priest?
Yes. I don't know who he was, but I saw him walking up and down your passage.
Oh.
And I sort of tried to sort of communicate with him, but I couldn't get anywhere near him at all. And all he kept doing was pacing up and down. He gave me such an awful look.
Well, not on the earth. You mean a priest from your side?
Well, he wasn't on your side. I mean, he was dead, all right.
Yes.
But he seemed to be in a sort of state of trance or something. I couldn't make head or tail of him. I saw your husband. I didn't know who he was at first, but I found out afterwards it was your husband. He seemed quite a genial sort of bloke.
Yes.
And he was very pleasant. But I was rather puzzled about this clergyman, or this Roman Catholic, I should imagine he was, walking up and down with his hands clasped together in front of him,
yes,
as if he was sort of praying.
Oh, well, you know, I had a friend here who was a very, very good musician.
Well, he saw me because he looked up and gave me such an extraordinary look that I felt almost uncomfortable.
Oh, never, don't ever be uncomfortable.
Well, I say uncomfortable. I felt as if this man was looking through me. And,
oh, yes.
As a matter of fact, quite frankly, I think it's the only time I felt uncomfortable in this house.
Oh, I tell you, I think it must be a priest who came once and inquired about a friend of mine who was a Roman Catholic. She's a very, very good musician. And he was sort of looking, supposed to be looking after her. And he's very much earthbound, I think.
I don't know why she wants to pace up and down from your toilet door to this.
I'm glad you told me.
Well, he seemed rather odd, I thought. He seemed as if he was deep in thought. And I suppose he obviously saw me, as he looked straight at me, almost as if he was looking through me. And then kept on pacing. I meant to have asked your husband, but I forgot.
Oh, I wish you had.
Because he didn't stay. He, at least not to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. He just disappeared as far as I was concerned. I didn't see him anyway.
I must ask Mickey about that later on, about this man. Has he seen him? I hope
your husband's quite a genial sort of bloke.
Yes.
By the way, your husband had a dog with him.
A dog?
Yes.
I
don't know whether it was a dog of yours or his. I suppose it must have been. I never thought, but that's another thing that interests me tremendously, to find the animals here. But this particular dog was not a big dog, rather like a Dane.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Brown dog, like a Great Dane type.
Oh, yes. Oh. We used to keep a lot of dogs in India, you know. And I had a lovely greyhound, Rani, that was like safety. And a horse, it was a racer, Creamy. Did you ever ride, Stephen?
Oh, I wouldn't say that I could ride. Oh. After a start, I tried, but it wasn't one of my things. Do you know who this Florence is that I've seen?
Who?
Florence.
Florence? No.
I saw a woman here one night when I came.
Yes.
She was standing with a crowd of people, and I thought what an attractive woman she was. Very attractive woman, but I believe she's some connection with your people here or something. I've seen her more than once.
Oh, yes.
All I know is that her name's Florence.
Oh, yes, no.
I'm getting to know all sorts of people. I mean, not only Dr. Marshall and Mickey, as you call him. Of course, Mickey, I find the most extraordinary character a lot.
Yes.
Because he's quite a grown-up young man.
Yes.
And extremely nice person, extremely pleasant, and very jolly, very happy. And yet, whenever I've heard him trying to communicate or speaking to you,
yes,
he always assumes a childish
voice. That's right.
And I thought how stupid it seemed. Because actually, I'm sure he could speak much more adult, and he's the most intelligent person.
They take on, I think Mickey died when he was about 12 years old.
Oh, but he looks about 22 or 23.
Yes, now.
And he's very tall and very fine looking young fellow.
He has spoken.
And it almost struck me as odd that he should sort of assume this sort of odd personality, which he so obviously isn't.
I don't understand why they do that, but they do that.
And your mother. Yes. I haven't seen your mother, but I've heard from your brother,
yes,
that your mother, who ended the Well, she probably wasn't all that old, but according to your brother, she looks very young.
Yes.
And your brother looks very young, but I believe he did die as very young.
He died when he was
4. But your husband,
yes.
He looks quite young. He looks about a man about 30.
Yes,
but I believe he was over 70 when he died.
Yes, he was.
That's the thing that rather surprised me, that people never seem to look old over here. That in fact the only people who look old are the people who think them old. Now that priest, for instance, looked old.
Yes,
and yet everyone else, even though they've died old, they look young.
Yes,
I think that priest must be thinking of himself and everything of the past as he was, you know.
Yes.
Because he looked a man about 60-odd.
Oh, yes.
Oh, he looked the most extraordinary character, that man. I shall never forget his
face. I don't know why he's
got very bright, staring eyes, and yet there was a kind of odd, mad look almost, I would say, in his eyes. Mm-hmm. Fanatical sort of look.
Oh.
Most extraordinary character. I must ask Mickey or someone about him.
Yes,
because he struck me as being sort of a fanatic, you know.
I think I know who you mean, because he has been here once only.
Well, he's
found his way here again.
I think he's in a strange sort of state of mind of his own, you know.
Yes.
I think he needs help, that man, you know.
I think so.
I probably wouldn't want anyone to help him. I should imagine he'd be a difficult person to deal with.
I should tell Dr. Marshall about him.
Yes, well, I haven't seen him here when you've been having your session.
No.
But it was just this odd occasion when I thought there might be something like this happening and there wasn't. And I saw your husband and I saw one or two other people and I saw this odd priest pacing up and down.
When we were having a sitting, you
know? No, it wasn't when you had a sitting.
Oh,
I've never seen him when you've had a sitting.
No.
Mind you, I don't think he'd do anyone any harm or anything like that.
No.
I think he was deliberating. It looked to me as if he was sort of lost in thought, deliberating.
Oh, yes.
Perhaps Marshall will be able to tell you something about him.
Yes, I would like to know about this.
Rose!
Oh, yes?
I'm listening to what was being said about the priest.
Yes, Doctor.
I don't want you to be worried about this. As a matter of fact, the priest is beginning to see sense.
Ah.
And he has, ever since that occasion when he came, two occasions I think it was when he came, has been coming back here a lot of times, and I think with the idea of the possibility of speaking again.
Oh,
but he's thought all this out, and he's much improved.
Oh,
and I'm hoping at a later date to bring him through to speak to you. I think you'll find quite a change in him. It's rather odd that our friend should have seen him.
Yes. Oh, he's getting on so nice.
But I've been deliberately keeping him away until such time as I was ready to bring him back again under rather different circumstances, and I think you'll find quite a change in him. By the way, our friend's doing very nicely.
Very nicely.
Got a good sense of humour.
And I believe he's improved a great deal, hasn't he, Doctor?
Tremendously. Tremendously. It's been remarkable progress. It's wonderful to watch. But then again, you know that is often the way, Rose.
What?
It's often the way.
Yes.
Certain people whom perhaps, as the world sees it, are not particularly good people, sometimes make more progress here than the so-called good people when they arrive.
Yes.
Because sometimes the very good people, though they are good in many respects, in many ways their conception, an attitude, an outlook is very narrow.
Yes.
And, you know, as I've said before, quite often a person who's got no strong views, no strong fixed ideas, often makes quicker progress here than the person who's got strong views.
Yes.
That's where, for instance, this priest we've been talking about, he was so immersed in his beliefs, so much so that he was intolerant and difficult. He believed, absolutely believed, that everything that he accepted was and must be 100%. No one else could be right, you know. His whole attitude was that his particular belief was the only belief. But of course he's now gradually changing. As a matter of fact, he's been back here quite a few times, and I think he's assimilated, if I can use the word, something of the atmosphere and the thoughts of this place, and it's helped him. As a matter of fact, it's done him a lot of good.
Okay.
And he certainly doesn't now go to your friend, and he certainly doesn't now haunt if I can use such a word, the earth. He's lost a great deal of his old self, and he's beginning to find his real self, his true self. And inasmuch in him as, of course, is excellent and fine, and no doubt he'll come back and talk to him at a later date.
Yes, I would like.
When I feel it's time for him to come, I let him come through.
All right.
I'm so glad Stephen's doing so well. He's making excellent progress.
Oh, I'm very, very happy to hear that.
Doing a good
let
job.
Him come again, Dr. Dear.
Yes, I certainly will. Let him come as often as he can.
Yes.